The research journey. As a doctoral student, the power of statistics and the clean lines of quantitative research appealed to me, but I fell in love with the richness and depth of qualitative research. Storytelling is my DNA, and I couldn't resist the idea of research as story-catching. Stories are data with a soul, and no methodology honors that more than grounded theory. The mandate of grounded theory is to develop theories based on people's lived experiences, rather than proving or disproving existing theories. Behavioral researcher Fred Kerlinger defines theory as a set of interrelated constructs or concepts, definitions, and propositions that present a systematic view of phenomena, specifying relations among variables, with the purpose of explaining and predicting the phenomena. In grounded theory, we don't start with a problem or a hypothesis or a literature review. We start with a topic. We let the participants define the problem or their main concern about the topic. We develop a theory, and then we see how and where it fits in the literature. I didn't sign on to study shame. One of the most, if not the most, complex and multifaceted emotions that we experience. A topic that not only took me 6 years to understand, but an emotion that is so powerful that the mere mention of the word shame triggers discomfort and avoidance in people. I innocently started with an interest in learning more about the anatomy of connection. After 15 years of social work education, I was sure of one thing. Connection is why we're here. It is what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. The power that connection holds in our lives was confirmed when the main concern about connection emerged as the fear of disconnection. The fear that something we've done or failed to do, something about who we are or where we come from, has made us unlovable and unworthy of connection. I learned that we resolved this concern by understanding our vulnerabilities and cultivating empathy, courage, and compassion, what I call shame resilience. After developing a theory on shame resilience and getting clear about the effect of scarcity on our lives, I wanted to dig deeper. I wanted to know more. The problem is that there's only so much you can understand about shame and scarcity by asking about shame and scarcity. I needed another approach to get under the experiences. That's when I had the idea to borrow a few principles from chemistry. In chemistry, especially thermodynamics, if you have an element or property that is too volatile to measure, you often have to rely on indirect measurement.